My dearly beloved in Christ, Holy Mother Church selects this epistle as very appropriate for the first Sunday of Lent because St. Paul says, "Behold, now is an acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." And the season of Lent certainly is an acceptable time. It is a time when more graces than otherwise are available to us. And the reason for that is that all of us and all Catholics throughout the world are doing penance during Lent. We are fasting, we are mortifying ourselves. And so we are doing it, we might say, in common with the rest of the members of the mystical body of Christ. So all the members of the Catholic Church spread throughout the world are, you might say, crying out to God, saying, "Have mercy on us, forgive us," and offering atonement for our sins. So it is a wonderful time of grace. Let us make certain that we are all doing some penance. As a dear old priest used to say every year at the beginning of Lent about penance, I remember this when I was young, he used to say, "Unless it hurts, it isn't penance." Meaning, make sure you give up something that's a real sacrifice, that costs you. Because the more it costs, the more difficult it is, the more of a sacrifice it is, the more value it has. And not only should we do penance during Lent, but remember to meditate on the Passion of Christ. You can simply look at your crucifix and reflect upon the Passion. You could read the Gospel accounts of the Passion and reflect upon them. You could read a spiritual book on the Passion, or make the Stations of the Cross, because that's what really gives meaning to our penance, because we reflect upon what our Lord suffered for us. Penance has a great deal of value. By doing penance, we atone for our sins so that we don't have to spend time in purgatory in atonement for sins. We also grow in merit and grace. We earn many blessings. Our prayers become more powerful with God by doing penance. And also, penance has the ability to help us control our weak will. And the problem when we give in to temptation is not a matter of knowledge, because we know what is right and what is wrong, but our problem is that we have a very weak will. And penance strengthens our willpower and helps us to say no to temptation. And speaking of temptation, today's gospel is really striking when you think about it, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this divine person, permitted the devil to tempt him. Now, of course, Satan did not know that our Lord was divine. He thought our Lord was this great prophet. He knew our Lord was holy. So the devil tempted him. And when did he tempt him? When our Lord had gone into the desert to prepare for his public life and performed a fast of 40 days and 40 nights. And that's why we have the number 40 during Lent. If you exclude the 6 Sundays of Lent and you take the 6.5 weeks, Mondays through Saturdays, you have exactly 40 days of penance, 40 days of Lent, to imitate the example of our Lord who fasted in the desert for that number of days. But the devil, at the end of that time, came and tempted our Lord. And the 3 temptations of the devil, the first for our Lord to satisfy his hunger by turning the stones into bread. The second, taking our Lord up onto the pinnacle of the temple and telling him to throw himself down and that surely God would rescue him, which was a temptation of presumption and of pride. And then the 3rd temptation, saying, "All the kingdoms of the world I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me," was a temptation of the world and of the things of the world, wanting the things of the world. In those 3 temptations are symbolized all of the different kinds of temptations that assault us every day. Temptation is nothing more nor less than an enticement to sin, an enticement to offend God. And of course, the devil is very clever, and just as with our Lord, so also with us, he makes his temptation sound good and inviting and something worthwhile. We must be wary of the deceits and the guile of the devil. But the devil is not the only source of our temptations. We say that, taken from an epistle of St. John, that our temptations come from the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, meaning the spirit of the world around us, which is one of rebellion against God, one of vanity, of pride, etc. So some temptations come from others and from the world around us and the things in the world. The second source of temptation is right here within us, because as a result of the sin of Adam and Eve, we have a fallen human nature. And baptism, which removed original sin, did not take away the effects of original sin, primary of which is a strong inclination to evil. We say we have unruly passions. And so that's what is meant by the second source of temptation, the flesh. And then the third is the devil, all of the evil spirits. And the devil tempts us because he envies us. He lost heaven. He had it and he lost it. And he does not want us to gain the happiness of heaven. As the old saying goes, misery loves company. The devil would love nothing more, and by the devil I mean all the demons, nothing more than for us to lose our souls and to share their misery for all eternity. And so we must be on our guard against this crafty enemy of God and enemy of our souls. But temptations, again, come from those three sources, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we pray in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We should not misunderstand that as implying that if we didn't pray for it, that God would lead us into temptation. Because as Holy Scripture says, God tempts no man. But the meaning of those words is, do not let us fall under temptation. Temptation is not something we can escape. It is part and parcel of our daily life as human beings. And we should not look upon temptation necessarily as something only evil. And certainly temptations are very dangerous, because they can, should we give in to them, cause us to lose the grace and the friendship of God. But temptations are also an opportunity for us to merit and to prove our love for Almighty God. St. Paul says, fight the good fight. And that is the spiritual battle of conquering temptation. Because by overcoming temptation, we gain the place in heaven that God wants to give us. We earn it. And we must earn it. And so temptations are an opportunity of proving our love for God, much like a soldier who is fighting in battle, knowing that his general or the king is watching him from a high position, looking down on the battlefield, fights zealously, diligently, because he is being seen by his king. And so also God beholds us in our daily warfare against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, regarding temptation, God, according to St. Paul, will always give us the grace we need to conquer it. And I think we had that in an epistle recently. It's from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, and it was one of the past few Sundays, I think a couple of weeks ago, where St. Paul said, God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to endure. So God gives all of us sufficient grace, but sometimes the temptation is very strong. And it seems that that normal grace, that sufficient grace, that daily grace, is not enough for this particular temptation. And in those occasions, we have to pray for more grace. We have to pray, and if we pray, God will always give us the grace we need. So prayer is available to us at any time of the day. And when we are tempted, we should immediately turn to prayer. And another thing about temptation is be very careful not to allow the temptation to remain in your mind for a short time, as we might use the terminology, to toy with the temptation, to think about it a little bit, to say, well, I can do that, and then I'll get rid of the temptation. The devil would just like to get his foot in the door, like an annoying salesman who knocks on your door and is trying to sell you something. He's just trying to get his foot in the door by getting you to at least let him stay, or let the temptation stay for a few moments. No, resist it immediately. As soon as we recognize it's a temptation, reject it. Turn to prayer. Call upon the holy names of Jesus and Mary. And do not allow the temptation to remain even a short time. Many have fallen by thinking themselves strong enough to allow the temptation to remain even a short time. It reminds me of the words of St. Vincent de Paul. And he was speaking about two kinds of temptation in particular: the temptations against purity and temptations against the faith. Other kinds of temptations, we can maybe reason our way out of them. But with these two temptations, these two kinds of temptations, St. Vincent de Paul said, "The victors are the cowards who flee." Very interesting turn of the words, that if we want to conquer, we must flee the temptation. And we must also be very careful to never allow ourselves to go into an unnecessary occasion of sin. Any person, place, or thing that is an occasion of sin for us, to flee from it. Remember the words of our Lord to Saints Peter, James, and John when he took these three chosen apostles with him into the Garden of Gethsemane for his agony in the garden. He said to them, "Sit you here and watch with me while I go yonder and pray. For," he went on to say, "watch and pray lest you enter into temptation." To watch means to be vigilant, means to be on our guard. And to pray, we've already talked about that. Prayer brings us all the graces we need to overcome every temptation. So let us watch and pray. Be vigilant, be on our guard, and also turn to prayer. I think that our Lord allowed the devil to tempt him to give us courage in our temptations. Sometimes temptations can be discouraging. We can feel like it's so difficult. Why is God allowing me to be tempted? Why is he permitting it? Because again, God does not cause any temptation, but he does permit temptations. And it reminds me of the story that is told of Saint Anthony of the Desert. This is not Saint Anthony of Padua, but another Anthony who lived many centuries ago, in the early centuries. In fact, he is referred to as the first abbot, the first religious to organize a community. And he was known for having endured many temptations. And the story is told that one day he was so assaulted by temptation, he cried out, "Dear Lord, where are you?" And he heard a voice saying, "I'm right here by your side. I've been here all the time that you have been undergoing these temptations, and I will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability to overcome it." So temptations are an opportunity to merit. And our Lord, by permitting the devil to tempt him, is giving us courage to conquer temptations, to fight that daily fight, as St. Paul says, to fight the good fight, that we might earn that crown of glory that God has prepared for those who love him and who serve him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.